Yes, so the real problem that you're facing here is the fact that there is actually no visa class for girlfriends or boyfriends as such, and therefore you need to shoehorn yourself into an alternate visa class that she stands a decent chance of qualifying for. The visa classes that you need to anticipate is an employment visa. And in this respect, if she can be deemed a professional for the purposes of the general employment policy, and she can show that she possesses special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong, then there's a decent possibility of her securing an employment visa on the basis she gets a job offer where there isn't any chance realistically that a local person can be expected to uptake that work. I won't labour this visa type for your answer. There's plenty of other resources on our websites that will allow you to explore that option if you decide to travel down that path. A second route is for her to consider getting a business investment visa. And again, there the challenge is that she'll need to show that she can, and I quote, make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, unquote. Which will require her essentially having resources, a business plan, and the wherewithal to bring about a business in Hong Kong that will go on to become a solidly entrenched commercial enterprise. So, again, I won't labour that visa type. There's plenty of other material on our websites that speak to that. A third option is a student visa. She can get herself enrolled on either a bachelor's program or on a master's program. Now, assuming that she's already a bachelor degree holder and she can afford to fund the cost of tuition at a tertiary education institute in Hong Kong, she'll be able to get a student visa. And while she's in possession of a student visa, clearly she'll be resident in Hong Kong, she'll be able to live with you. And the good news about going down the student visa route, particularly if she's already a graduate and she decides to pursue a master's course, is that that master's course will only take 1 year. And at the end of that 1 year, she will be able to automatically join the workforce under an immigration program called the Immigration Arrangements for Non-Local Graduates. And that's where, upon receipt of her graduation certificate showing that she's a graduate of a Hong Kong university where she studied full time, then she'll get this no questions asked employment visa, and she doesn't even need a job offer. She just goes into the workforce and away you go. So yeah, assuming that her education pedigree, if you will, is sufficiently enough achieved that she can get directly into a master's degree program, then that could be a very interesting and useful approach for you. You could, of course, you know, study for a bachelor's degree, but that would mean 3 years of study, and you'd certainly get a 3-year student visa. But clearly the fees over 3 years are significantly higher than the fees over 1 year. But certainly something for you to think about. Just dealing with the issue about should you get married, well, my advice always is resolutely you never, ever, ever get married for immigration purposes. The outcome might be that you're able to secure a visa, but make no bones about it. You know, getting married has got lots of, as you say, sort of whistles and bells attached to it. And surely getting married for immigration purposes, even though you may be in a loving, committed life partner relationship, is not something that you should really think about doing. The idea of the dependent visa, which comes to spouses, heterosexual married spouses, is designed for family reunion. It's not designed just to sort of pick off the shelf because you've got a particular challenge associated with your girlfriend being able to join you in Hong Kong with other immigration challenges afoot. So no, don't get married for immigration purposes. And that notwithstanding, you're still going to have to show to the immigration department that your marriage is a genuine marriage. And that doesn't mean that you can just, in a sense, trap at the local registry office, pull in a couple of friends, get your nuptials witnessed in that fashion, and then suddenly the Immigration Department will, you know, magically procure a dependent visa for you. There's quite a lot more to it than that. But it's an option for you if you're committed to go down that path because of the nature of your relationship. But my advice is definitely don't get married just because you've got a visa problem. So really what you're left with then is, as you've couched it, visa runs. And given the nationality that she is, she'll get a 90-day limit of stay as a visitor when she presents herself. But if she sort of chases a pattern of 89 days in Hong Kong and then a quick trip to Macau or a quick trip to Shenzhen, undertaking what I've called the Shenzhen shuffle, then pretty soon you're going to find that the immigration officers at the border, when she's presenting herself for admission as a visitor, and the immigration officers are assessing her bona fides as to why she's spending so much time in Hong Kong, she could, in a sense, come a cropper as a result of that. And it's not something that you should deem to be a sustainable way for you to be able to carry on your relationship in Hong Kong if you've got an employment visa here and she clearly, you know, wants to be with you and you, of course, with her. But having said that, if you are able to put together a two-year history of cohabitation in your present country, and then as a result of your time spent in Hong Kong as a visitor, or her time spent in Hong Kong as a visitor, living with you, accumulating altogether 2 years of cohabitation that you can properly document, then the opportunity for a prolonged visitor visa, which is the de facto spouse visa, could very well be open to you. So my advice to you in this respect would be to, if you travel down the Shenzhen shuttle route, is when she's in Hong Kong and she's about to make an exit, prepare a portfolio of information for her, your ID card copy once you've got one, a copy of your visa label and the current limit of stay, a copy of your bank statements, her bank statements, a copy of your residential tenancy agreement, and a letter written by you to the Director of Immigration setting out the nature of your relationship, setting out that you'll be responsible for her financial well-being and also for giving her a home to live in while she's in Hong Kong, and also a letter from her expressly stating that she understands the conditions of the visitor visa and that she undertakes that she will retain her she will only engage in activity that's commensurate with her conditions of stay as a visitor, so that when she presents herself at the border and an immigration officer then is assessing her bona fides and is taking her to task because of the amount of time that she's spending in Hong Kong, then she'll have a good documentary record as to what's really going on, and that would allow the immigration officer, when, as I say, he's assessing her bona fides as a visitor, to understand that she doesn't present any kind of real risk to Hong Kong. Now, preparing a bundle of information like that doesn't guarantee that the immigration officer will admit her as a visitor, but it certainly deals with the questions associated with why she's spending so much time in Hong Kong frequently visiting. And that could be just enough to get you over the line to a full 2 years of cohabitation. That's 2 years in both cumulatively together in Hong Kong and also in your home country. But after you've got that 2 years' worth of evidence, you'll be in a position to make your application for prolonged visitor visa and remove that sword of Damocles from hanging over her head. So that's about the shape of it, I'm afraid. Your options are not that great, but I've set them out for you, and I hope you found it useful.